بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses every person equally when it comes to life. Every living thing has been blessed with life, and life and time and opportunity is the greatest commodity. It is the greatest commodity, it is the greatest capital wealth a person can have. People look for money to invest, people look to amass capital wealth so that they can make business and earn a living, earn a livelihood. But life and time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the main asset and is the main source of capital. And in life we go through different phases, different stages. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you will go from one phase to another phase. And like we say, life carries on. But respected friends and elders, those people who implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives are the successful ones. Many people came and went, many are here and will leave. But those who left upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the truly successful ones, the lucky ones. If you look around the world today, then there is so much of chaos, so much of chaos, despite the superficial progression man has made. It's all portrayed as progress, advancement, but we are retrogressing, we are going back and back and back, and we are going lower and lower and stooping lower and lower and getting deeper and deeper into the traps of shaitan, into sin, into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reality of the dunya today. And specifically the Muslim ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in such difficulty and tests, undergoing so much of tests and difficulties. When we were growing up, you would hear of the sufferings of the Muslims in Afghanistan in the 80s. Then it was Bosnia and those areas, Palestine, and now, respected friends and elders, the list goes on and on and on. Syria, Iraq, the Uyghur Muslims in China, the Rohingya Muslims, many parts of Africa, Yemen, the biggest humanitarian crisis facing the Ummah, and so many other places. There's so much of suffering that the Muslim Ummah is enduring at the moment, respected friends and elders. That's on one hand. Then on the other hand, the political instability throughout the globe. Political instability. People are worried how stable their country is, what is happening, what's going to happen to the Muslims, what's the next big move in politics, etc. But respected friends and elders, whatever those halat may be, even if it was all as good as it could have been, if there was the best and most amount of stability politically, and if there was no suffering of any Muslim in that condition also, and in the current condition also, the only way out of this dunya successfully is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the only solution. That is the only solution. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 23 years of effort to establish iman, to pass on the Kalamullah, Quran and the Sunnah. And at the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that I have left you all on such a condition that everything is clear. Everything is clear. Layluha ka nahariha. The night is like the day. In other words, even the night is, those things that were in the dark are also under light. In other words, our Shariat, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all spelled out and all there for us to implement in our lives. Imam Malik rahimahullah lived in the second century of Islam, but his statement that he mentioned that time applies throughout time and applies so much more today in our lives, when he says that as-sunnatu kasafinati Nuh, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be understood like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam. The ship of Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam was given that ark at the time when there was complete chaos in the dunya. Floods on all ends. Everything was being destroyed. Everything around it was being destroyed. And that is exactly the condition today in the ummah. There is so much of chaos. Floods of different kinds, floods of chaos, floods of taklif, of problems, of invasions, of war, of poverty, natural calamities and disaster, etc. So there is a lot of chaos in the entire dunya. He says, understand the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as safinatu Nuh, as that ark that Allah blessed Nuh alayhi salam with and granted Nuh alayhi salam with at that time. Man rakibaha naja, whoever boarded that ark was saved. Whoever climbed onto the ark of Nuh alayhi salam survived. And then their progenies continued in the dunya. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا هَلَكَ. And whoever didn't board that ark of Nuh alayhi salam, whoever never board that ship of Nuh alayhi salam, was destroyed. That's exactly the haqiqat and the reality of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whoever will adopt the sunnah, whoever will implement the sunnah, will have the sunnah in his life, and every what we may refer to as minute sunnah, but every sunnah that applies to my daily life must be in my life. If it is not there, then I must know this sunnah is not in my life, I want to implement it. How can I implement it? Because the sunnah is the protection, respected friends and elders, whether we understand it or not. Whether we understand it or not, that is where our protection lies. How is the sunnah saving me from whatever attack is there outside, whatever influence is there outside? How is going to save me? That I don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But my duty is to have this yaqeen on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have no shortage of information in our era. We have no shortage of access to information and knowledge. And there's so much that is being passed on from person to person, from the member, from, you know, one device to another, emails, websites, posters, kitabs. There is a lot of ilm and a lot of knowledge that is moving around in our communities. But respected friends and elders, knowledge is for practice. Ilm is for amal. Knowledge is for practice. Alhamdulillah, with the efforts of our asatida, our ulama, and those who had given their lives for the khidmat of their communities, we have been informed sufficiently about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yes, there's no end to knowledge either. There's still so much more we can learn. But if we inspect the amount that we know, how much of that is in our practical lives? A famous muhaddith of his time, Khatib Baghdadi rahimahullah, wrote a kitab, and this the title is sufficient. Iqtida'ul ilmi al-amal. Iqtida'ul ilmi al-amal. Knowledge demands practice. Knowledge, it needs you to practice upon it. And that is what is lacking in the ummah today, respected friends and elders. Myself first. We need to look into our lives. That which sunnah, which amal of deen, which command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am lacking in. And I'm falling short in. And I'm not implementing in my life. And make an effort to bring it into our lives. And practice. The practice of sunnah will come with effort. Everything comes with effort, respected friends and elders. And one of the most effective ways of bringing amal and practice into your life is to have the suhbat of the pious and the ulama. To stay in the company of the pious and the ulama, whether it be by a formal relationship as, you know, a sheikh and murid relationship, and whether it be as an imam and a musalli in the masjid, whether it be with the visiting ulama that come, keep the circle of the ulama, keep the company of the ulama. In the gathering of knowledge, we are sitting here on a Friday listening to a lecture. This is also a gathering of ilm, a gathering of knowledge. Whenever you are sitting in a lecture, you are sitting in a gathering of ilm, knowledge. And alhamdulillah, there's no shortage of it. But together with that, outside. When that alim is outside the masjid, when that alim is traveling, when the alim is engaged in some other activity, join him in that. Be with that person. Find someone. Alhamdulillah, there is no shortage of ulama. Find that alim who you have munasabat with, that pious person who you have munasabat with, that upright person who's got amal in his life, the practice and the sunnah in his life, and stick to him. Remain with him. We find so many examples among the Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors. Till our zamana. Till now also we find that people who had spent their lives in the company of their ustad, spent their lives in the company of their mashayikh. And the maqsad was to acquire ilm also, and thereafter to acquire amal. Imam Malik rahimahullah student, Yahya ibn Yahya al-Naysaburi, was one of the senior students of Imam Malik rahimahullah. After spending whatever time he needed to study by Imam Malik, he spent one additional year. He finished his studies. And he acquired the book of Imam Malik from Imam Malik. Finished the kitab with him. The lessons were over. He says, I'm staying one more year with my ustad. I'm staying one more year with this imam so I can learn the practice also. I took the theory from him. Now I need to know how I'm going to implement it in my life. 1 year he stayed in the company of Imam Malik rahimahullah just to learn how to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And respected friends and elders, that is the need of the time. That is the need of the time. Align ourselves with the abundance of ulama that we have and take our advice from them on a one-to-one basis. One is collectively, ijtima'an, we sit and we listen to the advices, which is obviously necessary. But add in our lives now the personal relationship. Make mashura, consult, take some advice, anything that is needed in your life. Make mashura with the people of ilm and amal, those who have knowledge and practice in their lives. Inshallah, we will never go wrong. We will never go wrong, respected friends and elders. That is the guaranteed path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, with this, we will pass away on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned, the need of every time, even if there was no chaos in the dunya, even if there was no poverty in the dunya, even if there was no instability politically in the dunya, even then too we needed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is just that in the current state of affairs, we ought to be understanding our need for the sunnah more. Really, respected friends and elders, we have to make ourselves understand that whether I know how it's going to benefit me or not, that is irrespective, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. We learn the sifat of tawakkul, a person is going, he makes his preparations, but the rest is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So many a times we plan certain things and it doesn't happen like we envisage or like we expected or planned, because Allah is the doer and Allah is the best of doers. So the same here, that we believe the sunnah was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our success. And we hear the ilan, respected friends and elders, of the Tablighi brothers, of the Jamaat brothers. We hear it so often. It sounds so simple, but that is the crux of our entire deen. That our success lies in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Success in what? Success in every sphere of life. Sahaba and tabi'un radiyallahu anhum, they adopted the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they progressed in every sphere of life. They never only climbed the spiritual ladder. They progressed in the worldly sense as well. And Islam spread far and wide and countries upon countries were conquered. It is only the barakah of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, respected friends and elders. My beloved father rahimahullah had a great love for the sunnah. And mashallah, this community and this mimbar and this masjid had the honor of 43 years. 43 years of educating. And especially in the 80s and the early 90s, he had the habit of serializing topics and passing on complete details about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almost every person that is sitting here had benefited from him in some way or the other. Many of them from the maktab days, from the madrasa downstairs, and many others in the madrasa in Talimuddin, and the rest from the mimbar had benefited and listened to those advices. It was all about bringing the sunnah alive in our lives. My father, rahimahullah, had the extreme love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would enforce it on anybody who was with him. Many people remember their first interaction. My first memory of your father was, he was teaching me some sunnah. He was rectifying something in my life. He was showing me the better way of doing something. and implementing the sunnah in our lives. That was his concern. And inshallah, many people here have benefited like that. Many people made the change in their lives. But respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, alhamdulillah, with so many other ulama who are still in our midst. Let these opportunities not pass. Because if you look around in the dunya, one by one our senior ulama are leaving. And who is there to take their place? Many places, respected friends and elders, and the alim left, there was nobody to take his place. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a madrasa nearby. So many different types of madrasas, from the basic to the highest. To the highest level of Islamic learning we have. If we are now past the age we feel of official study, if we pass the age of official studying, respected friends and elders, then free your children. Free your children for the studying of Islam, studying of deen, respected friends and elders, because you will not regret, ultimately you will not regret. It may be difficult now, maybe a challenge, it may be some taklif, but respected friends and elders, putting your children on the path of ilm, putting ourselves on the path of ilm, and as I've been mentioning, the path of amal is our only way out, our only route to leave this dunya peacefully. That is Safinatu Nuh. That is the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, respected friends and elders, of understanding the importance of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of understanding the importance of acquiring the ilm also and the amal, inshallah, in our lives. And Allah give us tawfiq of keeping the company of the pious, keeping the company of the seniors and the elders, and taking from them ilm also and amal as well. It was a habit. It is the habit of our seniors. I remember my beloved father, rahimahullah, many a times from the 80s, he would come home and he would say, this certain alim mentioned this from Mona Gora Saleji, for example, hafizahullah. Mona Musa Olga Sahib had mentioned this person, and then we should implement it. He should implement it in his life. That ought to be the spirit of every Muslim. And we ought to be learning all the time. My beloved father, rahimahullah, would be sitting in a bayan, many a times, or maybe even someone junior than him, but he would make a note of what important point he heard. He would share it on the phone sometimes, or not sometimes, most of the time. If I was not with him, I didn't meet him physically, if it was over the phone, then instead of talking about everything else in the dunya, it was something he heard from a particular bayan, some important, you know, aspect he learned, or he saw, or he noticed in someone's life. Always learning and implementing in our lives. And as I'm saying, respected friends and elders, this is not only for a Mawlana, not only for a Imam Sahab. This is for every Muslim, every reciter of Kalima La Ilaha Illallah. We ought to be learning all the time and practicing all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.